it's a great division to play in. A lot of tradition and history. So, you know, these are important games. Not saying that the rest of them aren't, but you know, obviously, you want to have an impact on the division games and win most of them.
What have you seen on film with Teddy Bridgewater?
I haven't really seen a lot. Anything that pops out, you know, it's just pretty steady. Same as the first time. Pretty poised in the pocket to be a rookie. You know, he's managing the offense well. From what I can see on film, you know, we don't really get a chance to watch the games and see a progression of the game and how the game goes. We just see plays and cut-ups. So on the plays that we see, obviously, are the things that they're doing well. So because we want to get ready to stop that. So, you know, from what I see, he's doing pretty good.
You don't also see the things he's doing wrong to kind of see those tendencies?
We don't focus on that. We try to focus on what they're doing good, and we're trying to defend those things.
This morning on SportsCenter, they talked about last night, the Raiders getting the trap game, getting the win, and they said, but that's not going to happen with the Packers this week. How do you make sure that you don't go in there and kind of overlook them with New England coming in next week?
We really don't even pay attention to the schedule and who's coming up next. All of our focus is on this week. It's the next game, which is the most important. So, you know, that's not really, you know, the kind of team and the kind of guys we have in this locker room. I think everybody is focused on the task at hand, and that's Minnesota. So, you know, half the time we don't even know who we're playing next week. So, you know, I don't think that's a problem in this locker room.
Julius, where's the comfort, where's the confidence with the rotation at outside linebacker now? Obviously, moving Clay inside there, and we don't know what the Nick Perry status at this point, but you have a lot of confidence with that group now with the rotation?
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence, not only with our group, but with the whole unit, the whole defense. We have a lot of depth. I feel like we have a lot of depth at all the positions because, you know, everybody that we have on the team needs to be ready to play. So, whether you're Jerome Elliott or myself, we all need to be ready to play. We all need to be prepared and know what's going on. So we have a lot of confidence and we have a lot of trust in each other.
Nick Perry's questionable. What does he mean to your defense when he is out there?
He means the same as everybody else. You know, no one player is more important than anybody else. So we need all 53 guys or how many other people on the roster now. We need everybody on the team ready to go and ready to do their part when they're called upon.
Julius, the team success, your individual success. Has there been a moment where you thought, hey, darn, this move to Green Bay is working out pretty darn good? I mean, it's been good.
It's been good so far. So far, so good. I haven't really had very much to complain about. You know, I wake up, I'm happy to come to work every day. So that's a good thing. So it's so far, so good to answer the question.
So have you had years in the past where you would wake up and not be happy?
Well, you know, not with necessarily going to work, but, you know, not happy with the situation that I found myself in. I haven't really been a part of those, you know, 2-14 teams or, you know, some of those disastrous teams. I've been fortunate not to be on any of those, but there's been times where it's been tough to, you know, stay focused because things are not going your way.